ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Chapel Roan?
That's right, Chapel Roan stylies today.
H-O-T-T-O-T-O?
Hot to go! Mm. It's her song.
Yes.
It's her song. You're the one who introduced this.
I only know Pink Pony.
Oh, H-O-T-T-O-G-O. It's good. She's fun. She's a pop.
I like your rendition where you slowed it down. H-O-T-T-O.
I'm not gonna belt it out here on
Hey
the cast.
Everybody.
I'm a pink pony club man myself. I like a casual coffee, kaleidoscope. Woo! Good music
wow.
out there, folks.
Red wine supernova. Who is this person? Woo! She's great. Is she the new Gale of the pod? I don't know.
Too soon to say, Mike.
What makes Chapel Roan Gale adjacent is her connection to Live Rod. You know that Live Rod's producer, Dan Nigro, I believe, used to produce for Chapel Roan. And then I want to say that Chapel sings backup on songs on Guts.
Get out of here.
For Live Rod. Yep. It's all incestuous in Hollywood. Everyone's singing backup on everyone's tracks.
Everyone knows everybody.
You know who sings good backup? Three little princes with their own little pod.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Folks, if you have an album, if you're a young starlet and you need backing vocals, email thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we can do it. We can learn the lyrics. We can all, if the three of us sing something, it doesn't sound bad.
Well, there is our hardest moment of harmony when we play live is when we play the song Pass That Doobie.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's on guitar, Jeff's on bass, I'm on drums. But then toward the end, we sing three-part harmony, and it's kind of a, hey.
Well, let's just do it.
Take the load off Fanny.
Mike,
oh, yeah.
You do it.
Yeah. What's the line that leads into it?
Brother? Oh, brother? Is it? No.
Getting stone.
Yeah, right. Getting stone.
Home.
I don't know if those are the right notes. No. He's a very bass thing.
Oh, this is a good podcast.
Yeah, that's good. I also, and when we did it all at the same time, you guys both dropped out, so I couldn't hear you.
But I feel like when we do it live at shows, it goes getting stone, and I'm the third one every time, so it's like Mike, Jeff, Tim. When I joined that first one, getting stone, lots of times Jeff nods like, hey, we did it. And then we go, is the very best thing, and I'm the third one again, and I often miss it, and I see Jeff shake his head side to side. Nah, we missed
it. Not even to you, just
sometimes,
to himself.
Sometimes he kind of goes, okay, not so bad.
Yeah. Sometimes though,
but I've never nailed it enough so that Jeff gives me a full nod on that one.
Sometimes when people are rocking though, they kind of shake their head no, like just kind of getting in the groove. Maybe Jeff's doing that, so you have to kind of Jeff.
No, it's what Tim was saying.
Oh, and, damn!
But also, you know, it's also not good as an artist to be on stage. You know, that feels like color commentary. You don't need like. You don't need a guy up there saying we're doing good or we're doing bad. Just play the fucking song, man.
Yeah. and singing.
That's a bad habit I got up there.
That's all right.
Here's the thing, Jeff, and listeners, if you could tune out for a second, this is just band talk.
Yeah, sure.
The audience doesn't know what we were going for. You play, they see what's happening and they hear what's happening.
Yeah.
If Tim misses a note, they say, oh, dissonance. Tim must be listening to Philip Glass.
Right. Yeah, they were trying to hit a D minor seventh harmony, a D minor sus there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they wanted, instead of being suspended, they wanted to just barely be flat. Just a little flat.
It's time for me to come clean about something.
Mm-hmm.
When Tim was just talking there, you guys both froze. I have no idea what you were saying. I came back in when Jeff says something about sus.
Yeah, we think you're sus. You're being a little sketch. You're being a little sus.
But I got Riz. Let you're on that notice. One go. I'm on Riz notice.
Nah, dude, you're fucking goated,
here's what
bro.
We should be shit chatting about. No, guys, this is our Halloween show. We should be talking about all the freaky frights of the night.
That's true.
That's what people want. They come to us for it's Halloween content, and we are going to get a huge listenership on this episode.
I feel like I haven't done jack shit for Halloween yet. I haven't gone. All I want to do is go on a spooky walk with some a haunted house or a haunted hayride type of thing and just walk around in the leaves and kick the leaves around.
Yeah.
But I like to do that in this time of year. But I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, you don't have much leaf peeping in Brooklyn, huh? Or do you?
The leaves change. Yeah, you have some trees, but it's
funny. We have nice neighborhoods around here.
Yeah.
In Los Feliz, you better believe we got some nice neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny that you look around and there's so many green trees, green everywhere, but there'll be like one orange tree.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the leaves start to change on that one tree, on that one tree.
I'm doing the way I've been
How
doing
does that
it
happen? Forever. What is it? Does that tree not know what's going on? Is it? It's the same
Probably
weather. We're getting
different type of tree, I would guess.
Because the other ones are conifers.
Oh, so you're saying there's different types of trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff's talking about a different type of tree. I see.
Must be deciduous. Yes.
You know, I'm walking home from work today, and what's that smell in the air? It's the smell of leaves. It's the smell of fall. It was,
yeah.
Yeah.
People say there's a fall smell. I don't smell it.
It's just decaying leaves, but yeah.
Dead leaves on the dirty ground.
Ooh, oh. Jack White, I feel like you're walking right next to me.
And Meg, boom, boom, on the drums.
And Meg.
As always.
How about pumps? You guys carving any pumps?
I haven't done a pumpkin yet. But if I did...
I'm going to do a little shing.
If I did, I don't even know what I'd carve into it, so it's better I don't even do one.
I've carved a lot of pumps with you, Mike.
Yeah, we've carved some pumps in the old
house.
Over the years, yep. That was good. We did a Batman one. I did a funny face.
And Jeff, when you're carving your pumpkin this year, if you don't have a knife, why don't you use a ice cold martini? Instead of using a pumpkin, how about you have a dry aged ribeye to cut through?
I'll shake up a nice martini and dump it on the top of a pumpkin and see what happens.
Yeah. Dump it on a ribeye. It'll be a whole new kind of a thing.
That first martini sound you had there, Tim, sounded almost like a futuristic, like a Jetsons car.
Yes, I am a sound effects kind of a guy.
Yeah, you're my go-to Foley. Sound effects guy.
Foley guy.
Hmm.
Dave Foley.
Yeah, Dave Foley.
Do you think Dave Foley did all the Foley on The Wrong Guy?
Have you ever seen The Wrong Guy? Somebody told me it's really funny, and I haven't seen it. And it was playing here at the theater, and I couldn't go. It was a couple months ago. I want to go.
Wait, what's this movie? I've never heard of this, The Wrong Guy. Dave Foley's in a movie?
It's a Dave Foley hilarious. Feature.
Old or new?
I've heard really good things as well. Old.
Older than Brain Candy?
Probably newer than Brain Candy.
Probably around the same era. Because he was...
What about Bug's Life?
He was busy for Brain Candy because of News Radio, and I'm sure he booked The Wrong Guy off of his News Radio success, probably.
Was he not in Brain Candy?
He's in it, but feel like the inside scoop was he wasn't as present in the writing and stuff like that, maybe, because he was split in time.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I also didn't see any of their new special, or their new...
Yeah,
I also bought their book and I didn't read it.
Jeez. I gotta catch up with the kids in the hall.
Yeah,
catch up with the kids.
That, see, I saw save Dave it Foley to be once. Your New Year's resolution.
Remember last episode I was talking about going into a cheese shop and saying something like, oh yeah, what's this type of cheese taste like? And they gave me free cheese samples at a very nice place. Right before I went in there, I saw Dave Foley on the street. I said, hey, Dave, you're a big fan. And he said, oh, nice. Thanks.
That's and, great, dude.
And what little did he know, I was going to swindle some cheese.
So this is the third episode in a row a fancy cheese shop has come up. Interesting.
But I will say that
it's the same instance.
It's the same stories.
Yeah, and I told my story twice in order to trigger Mike.
Yeah, so you guys need to go have new experiences.
Well,
but it's kind of cool to see different angles. It's Rashomon-esque to hear about this cheese shop, but have different things come up. I didn't know that Mike saw Dave Foley outside. That's true. Interesting.
Huge. That's a huge part of the story.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, speaking of huge stories.
Right.
Do you want to get into a little beep, 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 beep?
Ooh. Beep, 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 beep. Hit it.
It's time for booze news. Do you have it? It takes a certain kind of person to get the body working to the level of precision that's needed to be risen to the top. Do you have it? It takes a certain kind of something to keep the heart pumping, something everybody needs to achieve to succeed. You'll need a lot. Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? You can't do this, folks. You can't send in whole theme songs. Kanger, I know it's you, Kanger. That's a bad job. Bad job this week.
Scolding him.
That's a bad job.
Jeff, he's paying tribute to you. You're a pop star named Dutz, and he's signal boosting your album, and you treat him like this?
Tim, I took great care to not just sample the exact Viacom Nickelodeon song in my record. I re-performed it, you see, interpolated it. And
yes,
fucking Kanger's going to come around and make me air that very same piece of copyrighted audio? No. I don't stand for it.
Do you think people are hearing that now and they're like, oh, that's what I remembered that Dutz thing from. It's Guts. Oh.
Maybe.
Blown up the spot.
Tim, you were going to yell at me?
I was going to yell at you that you scream at our booze news composers for using copyrighted music as if this podcast is going to get in trouble. Then when it's time for Dutton's Delights, can play as much of a song that you want. You hear a song, you like it, you play it. No questions asked.
You mean when I talk about Maeve and Dave, You Are Delicious? Something like that? When I do just play a song?
Right. Like when Maeve and Dave are delicious, if a court came after us, you'd say, oh, well, I talked about the song, I editorialized, you're allowed to do that on a podcast. But if you're talking about just being scanned by Apple Podcasts, they're not going to know that. You know, they're just going to scan.
I guess giving my take is like the whole big thing.
Right, but the AI that's scanning isn't going to know you gave your take. They're just going to scan. When you scan, you just scan.
I don't know. AI's getting pretty good now. They might be able to know.
Yeah, but I wonder where this AI stuff is going. It's a little creepy if you really think about it.
Yeah.
And look, it's not up to you or me or Kanger. It's up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they don't have bigger stuff to worry about.
It's up to Clarence Thomas himself. He's got nothing better to do. Kanger, you should know better, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. If other people have booze news themes that they want to somehow thread the needle on what makes the Prince Jefferson happy, you can email your booze news themes to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. And here's the thing. If you subscribe to our Patreon and you join our Discord, you can have lunch with Eric Kang every day. He's going to show you around.
He will zoom in.
He'll show you around Bed-Stuy. He'll prove why he's the beer guy. He'll take you shopping on down Fifth Avenue, buy you a brand new suit.
if for those of you who are out there, they want to make a booze news theme, just remember this simple phrase that Jeff says. If the theme is too long, we can't play your song. I mean, the copyright material is too long.
Oh, yes.
Should copyright be too long, we'll never, ever play your song.
Well, it seems we do.
I guess
we've never not played it.
Well, how about if the theme's too long, we'll complain about your song.
Yeah, that's true.
That's about right. Do-do-do-do-do.
Duds. Well, what's the actual booze news, please?
Okay, well, speaking of the Discord, this booze news comes to us from Jackie B., our old friend from Philadelphia.
Hey, all right.
Great.
She sent me a fascinating article. I don't know if you guys saw this in the Washington Post. Bottomless brunch restaurants in California are charging vomit fees.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have heard of this.
There is, in the article, they mention a restaurant in Oakland and a restaurant in San Francisco, both of which have started each charging $50 if you barf. So they'll give you the bottomless mimosas, but then if you barf at the restaurant or other, you know, drunken behavior, you get hit with a $50 charge.
That's fair.
Yeah, that is fair.
Also, so I guess champagne is kind of the puker, huh? Like, that's a more, champagne's maybe more puke-inducing than some other drinks.
I've never really hit the bottomless mimosas hard. I mean, because I guess you're drinking a lot of OJ as you go, but it would be weird over the course of a two-hour brunch to drink so much that you barf.
You know what I realized? We used to do, Mike and I used to do, and Tim, you've been, basically bottomless bloodies.
Yep.
At our Bloody Mary brunches. And that was when I learned you can't just drink like three Bloody Marys.
No.
You'll be down for the count.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be salted out. Your body will shrivel up like E.T. when he's all white.
He's a white turd.
In that puddle.
That's how I always feel when puddle. I get salted out.
Get E.T. out of that puddle.
He's
our friend.
I love Bloody Marys and I'm very sensitive to salt, so I always just drink one. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll order a double so that it's double the vodka. Or sometimes you order Bloody Mary halfway down. I'll say to the server, hey, can I have a shot of vodka, whatever vodka was in this? They bring that out. I pour it in. Now I'm having a little bit more of a stronger thing. You don't need to have a lot of tomato and spices. You just it's just the first one is nice. Mm.
I thought you were going to say you drink it halfway down and then you say, waiter. This drink sucks. I'm not paying for it.
What I did when I got that ramp martini.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you like this? No.
Take it away.
Can I have more? I'll take something else. I just
wanted to say that in reference to these $50 charges, the vomit fees, why is it always just pinned on the barfer? And why are we not looking at the problem of over-service in America? Mm-hmm. Because we have talked about several innocent young comedy rockers trying to enjoy their night. And they're being viciously over-served at establishments nationwide.
Yeah. Well,
wherever these guys go, this problem seems to follow them.
It's cropping up.
We need to.
We should do a heat map. We should have put pins on the United States map to find out where overservice. Oh my God, we were just in El Paso and there was a rise in overservice.
We don't realize we're the common denominator.
Overservice is happening there too. We should have known.
Yeah,
we should have put that together. Oh well.
Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh my God, what is going on here? Whew, sad.
Really, Raleigh.
Raleigh, with Seth and Amy. Raleigh.
Folks, that's it for Booze News.
Perfect.
Wow, what was that, Jeff?
That's just the end of Booze News. And now it's time for the drink of day. The drink of the day, folks.
Drink of day.
The Black Lagoon. You've had?
Of course not.
No.
You've heard?
No.
Well, I mean, we've talked a little bit about it.
I didn't know it was called the Black Lagoon.
I didn't know the name until a text I received this very day.
You know, it's a good name. It's a name good enough to inspire you to create a drink around the name.
Amazing.
I think. Especially around the Halloween time. Ooh, I'll have a Black Lagoon, you know?
Yeah,
got a nice ring to it.
This is good.
It's very, very intriguing name. If I saw that on a menu, I would say, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I saw it on a card, like Johnny's Dream cocktail business card, I'd say, look at that.
I've already got a question I want to ask, but I need to talk about the drink.
Yeah. Well, it all started with the great eel sauce hunt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You might remember the Yule Mule. I tasked myself with creating a drink that uses molasses because I thought it was like a nice, wintry, grandfatherly ingredient, underused.
Every time you want to have a drink, you start with a dark, thick motor oil type of substance.
Yes, yes.
I'm thinking the eel sauce drink came out of... You saw molasses and said, "Ooh, this kind of looks like eel sauce."
Well, yeah, and I realized eel sauce is the molasses of the deep, you know?
Yes,
if you
right.
Really,
that's,
if you actually well, yeah. stop to think about it.
That's true.
It's thick and syrupy and sweet. And I said, this could probably sub in for some simple and bring a little flavor. But I was like, what to do with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I decided I wanted eel sauce. It's extremely hard to find, it turns out. Couldn't find it at Albertsons. Couldn't find it at Lassen's. Couldn't find it at H Mart. Have you been to H Mart?
I'm surprised.
I love H Mart.
Oh my God, I had never been. It's fantastic. Really fun. The music, like they're playing like Charlie XCX and Beyonce and shit loud in a supermarket.
In a supermarket?
Damn. Cool.
Okay.
Hip people everywhere. This is like the Koreatown one. It's the only
been
one
there.
I've been to.
Hip people everywhere.
Oh my God.
I bought a bunch of snacks there.
It felt like the club.
It's a really fun place to go looking for like
love
snacks and like spicy hot crunchers.
Yeah. And so I step in there and I see like there's an aisle and a half of sauces, but I can't find eel sauce. Sushi restaurants call it eel sauce. You can find it called sushi sauce. You can find it called unagi.
And sushi sauce.
I'm gonna start out calling sauce.
It. Can I get a big barrel of sushi sauce with this?
But if you're calling it the Black Lagoon, I wanted eel sauce, not sushi sauce. So, out of the entire aisle, I found one thing called eel sauce, but it looked too Western. The other thing was Kikkoman, a brand we know and trust, and they have unagi, which is eel sauce. So I get it. I bring it home and I try it, and it's just like a little stankier than I remember. And I was like, I know I can go down to the sushi place down the street and just get eel sauce, but I wanted a version that anybody could get. So I tried to get all these things on Amazon. Ultimately, I did end up walking down the street to Kazoku Sushi and getting three little tubs of eel sauce.
Nice.
Ah.
So in my trials.
And tribulations.
I started with a whiskey sour, thinking like whiskey, lemon, eel. That's pretty good. And I did the IBA version.
I was shocked. I knew that you've been toying with the idea of an eel sauce drink for a long time. And then because it's so savory, I was thinking, what spirit will he use? And I was kind of imagining, assuming vodka or gin just because of the savory aspect. But then when I think you're going Japanese, sushi Japanese, whiskey's very big in Japan. They got Toki, Suntory, you know, like, so you're not crazy, Jeff. You're not nuts.
But you're right, though, because it is sweet and salty, right? Mm-hmm. I would say those are like maybe the two. It's like soy sauce or teriyaki sauce with some sweet and some salt. So I did think, hey, maybe just a martini. That's just vodka and eel sauce.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't mention, I said in the last episode, there's no eel in eel sauce. It's sake, mirin, which is a sweet rice wine, sugar, and soy sauce, all kind of whipped together.
There's sake in eel sauce?
Apparently.
Wow. So must have no alcohol, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just maybe that's why it was difficult for you to find.
Ooh. Is it called eel sauce because it's sauce for eel? Like when you have eel sushi, is that the sauce that tends to be on it?
Exactamundo, Tim.
Because like pizza sauce is sauce on a pizza. It's not sauce that's made out of pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
But that would be good. Imagine dough sauce and tomato into a...
dough sauce.
Jeez. I'll work on that.
I will say also, I tried the Kikkoman. Mm-hmm. And it was, like I said, a little stanky. And then I went through my fridge and I said, well, I do have some teriyaki sauce. Maybe I'll just try one with teriyaki sauce. But that just had like chunks of sesame seed and like minced up ginger and like onion or garlic in it or something. Not good. So I am happy I ended up with just your sushi restaurant eel sauce. Here's the recipe. 0.3 ounces, 10 milliliters eel sauce. Ounce and a half, 45 milliliters. Whiskey. Three-quarter ounce, 22 milliliters. Lemon juice, Schwass de Lemon.
Ah, yes.
Combine ingredients in a shaker with ice. Shake and strain into a cocktail glass. I went up.
Okay.
Jeff,
cocktail glass meaning like a, what's that, like a rocks glass martini or martini glass?
Like a martiner.
Oh, good.
Or a coupe.
Jeff doesn't like those. He tends to not like those. He thinks they're too tippy.
That's why I think so. This is crazy.
It's shocking. I'll also say, Mike, if we're, you know, just a sidebar and talk about what we're looking at here. Jeff did something interesting because he's sour. We've learned typically every sour.
Yeah.
Yep.
You go 2 ounces liquor, 1 ounce of something sour, 1 ounce of something sweet. Now, Jeff, what he has done is he's sort of used that as his foundation here. He really dialed back the eel stuff with 1.5 ounces of whiskey. He dialed the eel sauce down to 10 milliliters, so he must feel like he doesn't want this to be an extremely eel saucy drink. Very interesting.
That is very interesting.
He wants it to be well-balanced. He doesn't want it to knock us over the head. He wants it to be well-balanced.
Exactly, right.
Tim, if we could also continue the sidebar, a 10 milliliters is just the... Was that Tim or Jeff saying yeah?
Both.
Those both of us. Sorry, your sidebar.
I thought
sidebar.
I was.
Yeah, this is a sidebar, Jeff.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
The 10 ounce, that's just the small side of a jigger, but a little less because that's 15, right?
The small side of a jigger is 1/2 ounce, which is 15, correct.
So you just do a little less.
Now, is if you have a jigger that is 1 ounce and 1/2 ounce, because I've got jiggers that
I do.
1.5 ounces and 3/4 ounces. I got one that's 2 ounces and 1 ounce.
Look. The reason I arrived at that, it was I pivoted to a New York shrub.
Oh.
Remember the New York shrub?
Oh, yeah. What was in that?
That was like balsamic a bar spoon reduction. Of balsamic reduction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff, you were also the one pushing for us to do that drink. You love dark black, dark sauce.
Gooey, goopy, savory.
You want everything else to be fighting up against the dark sludge.
A weird little thing. So what I noticed was like this was essentially 2 bar spoons. But I don't know if you can say a bar spoon with something that's so gooey that it's like coating the top side and bottom side of your bar spoon.
Mm.
I agree. I kind of hate that when you don't account for like the amount of
the
ingredient
goop
that is lost. I wonder about that sometimes even just with the jigger with some of the sweet stuff that really clings to the side of that, the walls of the
cup. So this one though, it sounds like we're going to have to do the eel sauce first. And it all washes it out.
I recommend, yeah, however you work with this stuff, folks, because it's thick. It's a pain in the ass.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't opened my eel sauce yet.
Ooh, let's see. Well, shall we get to it?
Yes, yes.
All right, folks, we'll be right back after this.
Great.
Exciting.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest?
you know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With the hot new drink of Halloween 2023, the Black Lagoon.
This Black Lagoon looks a little brown.
It's the brown lagoon, let's be honest.
Now, I'm doing everything I can in my ability not to get into turd talk here. Because you're not on the pot. It's not proper talk.
No. Jeff, this looks like soupy diarrhea.
Michael, the very thing I said I was trying to avoid.
Your co-host is doing everything he can.
Everything in my power, and then you walk all over me.
I don't know what I can do other than say that. That was the clean version.
All right, before we get into discussion, let's just do first sips.
Yes, thank you.
Great.
It's that simple.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
All right.
Mike, you made a face.
I made a shiver. It sort of shivered me right down to my core. I don't think, you know, this happens sometimes on this show. You take a sip, your first sip, you don't know what it's going to be. And you go, you kind of go, ooh, what is that? But I have a feeling I'm going to like this as I keep drinking it. But that was just my initial shiver.
I'll give you my initial shiver was I'm very lemon forward, which I was not expecting, but I'm almost wondering, eel sauce is a hard ingredient to work with. You know how when you use honey in a drink, it tends to be honey syrup where
honey
you
syrup
cut it with
or molasses
water,
syrup.
So you pour it. But it would be funny if your recipe had just said, yeah, what eel sauce syrup,
sauce syrup.
You know eel sauce syrup. It's half eel sauce, half water. What you pre-boil it before. But I did notice, as a fan of umami and fan of the savory drinks, I'm on board for this one, though I do feel like I lost a lot of eel sauce on the inside of my measuring cup and then tried to scoop it out. And even then, well, my bar spoon, when I was scooping, still lost it. So that may have pushed the lemon a little farther to the front.
Yeah.
Because what I've got right now is an extremely lemony snicket, which to me is not a bad thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I kind of used a teaspoon to get that 10 milliliters. And then even before I shook it, I was like stirring the spoon around, trying to like coax it off the spoon, and then using my finger to like kind of like get it all in there.
That should all be in your recipe in the method. You should say, jam your finger in there, try it all around.
Scoop it out. Now, Jeff, did you try this before you...
Yes, Mike, I worked very hard on it in the test kitchen.
Okay, good. So you know that it... what it tastes like. And you like that.
Well,
you don't like it.
I did my best. This does sort of feel like when you didn't do the reading and you got to do a book report. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You get character names from Spark Notes kind of a thing.
But look at the bright side. Pros and cons. You ever had a drink like this before?
I mean, to really
had a drink like this.
to back it up, you know, like in a big picture, yeah, it's nice to experience anything. You know, you could be dead. You could be dead.
Yeah, the senses are beautiful.
That's true. Hold on, my parents are calling. I have to mute the call.
Do they know that this is the time you usually do this and they forget, or they...
Here's what's insane. I have a weekly family FaceTime.
Yeah.
That is not now. And this is just my parents always want to go rogue and check in, and they just happen to every time uniquely choose the very same time every week.
How dare rogue. They want to connect with their son?
You're going rogue. Well, I was going to say to both of you that this past weekend I went to a New York Knicks basketball game. It was wonderful. Had a great time. I got myself a cocktail. I didn't go for the beers. And I said, just give me a Jameson on the rocks. They did that. And he said, do you want a lemon in it? I said, what? He said, do you want a lemon? I said, yes, that's, I never hear that, but yes, I do want that. Mm. And he did it. And then as I was going to pay, I said, oh, you said lemon, right? I'll take lemon. He's like, all right, put it in there. Do you want some more? I said, yeah, put a little more in. And it was...
you've never had it, but you want a little more.
It was too lemony.
Yeah, no shit.
Why were you telling him more when you hadn't tasted it?
Because I wanted to go whole hog.
But then whole hog was too lemony.
Yes, but my point is this. It slowed me down, the drink. Because it, like I was just saying about this drink, the first sip I said, ooh, that's sweet. But I got used to it and I liked it and it slowed the drinking down.
Yeah.
You know how some...
Yeah, maybe that's one of the features. That's one of the features of the Black Lagoon.
Drinks, I shouldn't make drinks that are bad to drink just to slow my drinking down.
Like, ooh, I really don't want to take sips.
Oh, it's disgusting. But it's better at the end.
I've heard my college roommate was telling me about a diet where you just put tons of hot sauce on your food so that you can't finish your plate of food.
Wow.
That's a kind of terrible a similar idea. Thing,
like just creating obstacles for you to ingest.
But that wouldn't stop me.
Obstacles of ingestion. Could be a good album.
You want to talk about hot sauce and ingestion? I got something for you. I made some pasta sauce. I made spaghetti. It's pretty simple, pretty standard pasta. And I had some pasta sauce that I put on there. And what I did, remember the we did the hot ones blow out?
Yeah. Sauce or chipped it?
The warm...
they're one and the same, my boy.
Wait, what was it called, though?
Warm singulars.
Warm singulars episode. We had that really hot, that bomb that was way hot. The second hottest.
Crazy. Last dab?
Apollo. Yeah, Apollo last dab.
Apollo. I use that for things sparingly. And in my pasta sauce, I put 2 drops of that.
That's all you need.
It just gave it enough heat. For Italian pasta, you don't usually see heat in Italian dishes. And I said, well,
What about an arrabbiata?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the few.
I was trying to think of that word just now. Damn!
It just, you know, what I did, and Jeff, you did this too, kindred spirits, I love this stuff. You're fearless in the kitchen. Fearless.
Me?
I love it.
You mean
Coming up with a drink like this, you gotta have no fear.
Well, I mean, look. I can't say I love it. This falls short of what I expected. I expected it to just be like, I'm thinking maybe teriyaki sauce, but no, it really is the thick eel sauce. This ended up like a bull shot. This is bull shot-ish to me.
Oh, this is very bull shot-ish.
You know what? This is what I kind of expected the bull shot to taste like. Like, if you told me what the bull shot was, I'd be like, yeah, it's probably like this.
I mean, what is the bull shot is what? Whiskey, beef bouillon, and... Or vodka, bouillon.
Vodka, lemon, and beef bouillon. And
Yeah, I did not like that.
I liked it. I feel like this one, maybe the eel sauce is bumping against the whiskey for me. It's kind of like my greatest fear was that vodka might team up with it the way that it did with the bull shot. But it's hard to like, when you're tasting ingredients, you want to just be like, oh, I'm just tasting the taste of this drink and not like searching for the ingredients. But I'm having a little moment where I go, oh, I'm getting some of the eel sauce. And then Jim Beam bourbon bashing up against it. Now, lemon is in the middle there saying, hey, everyone, I'm steering the ship. You guys don't worry. But then we're like, yeah, well, lemon, I know you. You're very sour.
Sour, sour, hour after hour.
Yeah, Lemon, your name is good around here. I don't know about your new friend.
I feel like whiskey and lemon, delicious. Eel sauce and lemon, delicious. Whiskey and eel sauce, they need a greater diplomat than lemon to bring them together.
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you this. I even looked up the flavor triangle. You've seen it.
Yep.
Where it's like salty, sweet, and it tells you like which ones amplify each other and which ones balance out and cancel each other.
Ooh, I've never seen this before.
It looks like a pentagram, Mike. Scare the daylights out of you.
Is this for? Is this just for drink making, or is it for just taste in general?
But all foods.
Anything touching the tongue.
Mm-hmm. And so I saw that, like, oh, bitter could balance this out. All this salty and sweet. So I tried one that had a little bit, just like a dash of Angostura in there, and it brought out the fishy quality. And I said, well, that's not working. No, don't do that.
Gosh.
Yeah. What if you used fish sauce in your drink? A teeny little bit of fish sauce in a martini could be okay.
Mm. What's fish sauce? Is
that, you know, it's
very
it's,
similar.
Yeah,
it's like soy sauce, just crazy salty, made from fish. Hey, you know what could be good? Flyby Jing just came out with a new sauce that is preposterously expensive once again, but compared to, like, you know, Sichuan chili oils that are like $3, this one's like 16. But I do like Flyby Jing, and their normal one has almost like a sweet sun-dried tomato vibe to it. But this new one, I forget what it's called. It's darker, it's savory, it's umami, it's soy sauce, this type of a vibe.
Damn, that sounds good.
Jeff, can you speak on the name, the Black Lagoon at all? Have you ever seen? Well, we know why it's the eel sauce is black and stuff. But are you Creature of the Black Lagoon? Is that part of your wheelhouse? I know you like the Sketty movies.
The creature used to not be my guy. You know what I mean? And I specifically didn't like The Shape of Water, famously. Mm. But I did see at the Los Feliz 3, Creature from the Black Lagoon, 3D, black and white.
Oh, from like the 50s?
Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, it is so impressive. They had a guy in a fish suit doing stunts, long takes, no breathing apparatus visible. I don't know how they did it.
Underwater.
I think they probably hit a tube, because I was expecting, like, what is this going to be like, fake underwater, like Lost in Space or something? I was just, my mind was conjuring like shitty 50s underwater fights. No, they really had a guy in a full body fish suit who I guess was like a circus performer doing long takes, doing fights without any sort of visible tank or anything.
He just held his breath.
Oh, I don't know how he did it.
Fishman.
And then also watching it, you could see there are so many scenes that serious Jaws vibes, serious Jurassic Park vibes, because it's just like they're on an expedition to like, and they run in with a fish man, but they even do the you know when they feed the raptors in Jurassic Park and they lower in the cow and just that like mangled mess comes out. Yeah. They do that exact thing in Creature from the Black Lagoon
with a cow.
I forget what they feed it. I want to say something like a cow.
That's what's funny about like Spielberg and Lucas and stuff. The movies they liked were so are like from the 50s and they're stuff we haven't seen, and it's
and they'll freely admit their influences.
They used to go to the theater. Yeah. They'd pay a nickel and they watched pictures all day. You know, and they when they were in that theater, the problems of the world just melted away, and they were hooked, locked in the stories on the screen.
Oh,
larger than life, Mike. Mike, you got to understand
Mike,
this is larger
Mike,
than life.
Mike, are you getting this? Boys, they dreamed of being, and then these days they get to make their own pictures on the screen.
CinemaScope.
They are
Mike.
The creators and destroyers of worlds. I think they enjoy the power. These people.
I'm telling you this, and then you're also.
I go off.
Who are we telling this? All three of us are making the same point. I guess the listeners. The listeners are like, no, they don't like movies and they don't make movies. You couldn't be more
wrong. They never made movies. Listen to me. Spielberg has made a movie, at least. You hear this thing about people watching movies on mute just to like see how a movie is, like how shots are composed. Or, like,
you asked me about this, Mike.
Yeah, you ever do that?
There's one That is popular.
Oh, God.
No, no, you didn't. It was a very popular one that people watch on mute is Raiders. Raiders of the Lost Ark. And there's even a version of it uploaded somewhere where it's Raiders of the Lost Ark, black and white. So it's really just making you concentrate on like framing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think they put in the Social Network soundtrack. Like,
I've seen that. Yeah.
And it's just it's kind of like a cool way of just having something going, so it's not totally silent, but it makes you focus just on like raw rhythms. It's just like a sort of a bare, anxious heartbeat, you know.
And there is that part where the guy who is just about cut up by the spitting airplane wheel, airplane propeller, he's like, lose the, it's cleaner. That was not funny, and it was a waste of everyone's time.
Hey, let me take it back to the drink.
Let me take you back to 79.
What would you change? And be honest.
I'd make it a shot. I'm not, it's not a sipper for me, but I would make it a fun shot, and then everyone go, ew, eel sauce, man, but it's good. Oh, it's kind of good, but it's like a pickleback shot, you know?
Tim, that's very astute.
Here's what you do. I love that shot idea, and I want to take the ball and run with it.
make it even smaller. Don't even take it.
Take a shot, and you accidentally spill it all over the floor so you can't drink it.
No.
Your friends would be crazy to make you drink something like that. No, you make it a shot, and guess what you put in it, Jeff? As a garnish hanging out the side, a gummy worm.
Okay, I was going to say like an eel?
Yep, a gummy eel, but I don't know if they have gummy eels.
A piece
eels.
Of fish?
They must have gummy eels.
I'm Man, it up. A floppy little tiny eel flopping over the side of the glass. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, just could a little sliver of meat.
Okay, they have gummy eels, which I see is from the Arthur Wiki fandom, so it must be something that Arthur the aardvark eats. Hmm. Okay, or anteater, whatever the
Arthur
fuck
is an
he
aardvark?
Was.
Oh, an anteater. What is Arthur? He's something.
Aardvark, I'm going to say.
Electric eels. Okay, this is a thing.
I mean, you could probably find one in like the Trader Joe's Scandinavian Swimmers.
I love those.
I love that.
And I love that name. And every single time I eat one, I laugh.
Like the mental backflips of like, okay, Swedish fish. Right. Scandinavian swimmers.
That's like when we wrote for Comedy Bang Bang on IFC, that was like such a joke format we used all the time, like parody names. And then Trader Joe's just did it for real. They know they're being funny. They're good.
All right. I'm seeing something here. I'm seeing something called electric eels. It's you're basically putting gummy worms into baking soda mixture, and the worm sits the baking soda for 10 minutes. Transfer the gummy worms into a fork.
We're in the weeds here.
Vinegar? I don't
also,
know.
Also, the gummy worms are going to get hard if you try to put them into a liquid that's cold, and it's going to be a chewing fest.
Look, I like it visually, Mike, but
yes, I like the taste of it.
The taste of this has too many problems. We can't bring
well, no, you need the worm. You need the gummy worm to chase it because this drink is so it'll stop you dead in your tracks, and you got to have some of the worm to keep you going.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make a small just because I don't want to pivot so hard from the drink, but I am so curious about the vodka and eel sauce.
Yeah.
Because eel sauce is similar to like a olive juice, maybe. Yeah. It's salty, is it not? It's a little sweet.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and I mean this to help you, to guide you.
Yes?
I just smelled the drink.
And it stinks.
And it smells like dog food.
What the fuck?
It smells like kibble. When I had a dog growing up, and we had going out in the kitchen and get a scoop
folks,
full of
that's
dog
one of the
kibble.
Things. That's one of the things about the Black Lagoon. You don't smell it. Don't smell it.
Maybe that's what you do with the gummy worm. You put one end up one nostril and the other one.
Yeah, that's fun. You know, there are drinks like, the zombie, you can only have
like
two in a night.
Piercing gummy worm.
People, tiki bars only let you have two zombies in a night. It could be cool on the menu. It says, Black Lagoon, please place gummy eel in nose first.
Gummy place eel. Garnish in nose.
Parentheses worm. Ooh.
Well, let's take a little break for round two. And look, guys, your fate is as entwined with the success of this drink as mine is.
I was trying to just throw you under the bus and come out looking squeaky clean myself.
No. Your hands are as dirty as mine, my man.
I'm conjuring up currently memories of the Grimace Piss backlash.
Yeah, but we didn't hang you out to dry.
I was told that this was a not even order once.
Oh, yeah, that was a not order, not order in the first place.
Not order in the first place.
I think that I am going to make a vodka Black Lagoon.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try it with vodka.
With lemon?
And I'm going to see if I love it. Yeah, vodka, lemon, eel sauce, and we'll see what happens.
What if you did, Jeff, what if you did, instead of eel sauce, you did creme de cassis or something dark?
Mike.
Nasty.
The eel sauce is the whole thing.
Yeah, I know it is.
Can you imagine if it wasn't?
I know. Imagine if it wasn't, it was like a fruit cocktail or something.
Well, some work to be done, huh?
I'm going to do 1/2 ounce eel sauce, 1 ounce lemon juice, 2 ounce vodka, and if it's good, that'll be good.
1/2 ounce eel sauce. Yow.
Yeah.
Jesus, yep. Tim.
Yep. Yep.
Wait, give me those measurements again. 1/2 ounce eel sauce.
1/2 ounce eel sauce, 1 ounce lemon juice, 2 ounce vodka.
Love it.
Wow.
I'm going to do something like that my damn self. All right, folks. We're going to take a little break. You listen to the ads, unless you're a slophead patron. And we'll see you right back here after this.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
And we're back with round two, Black Lagoon.
Yes.
Mike, what'd you end up doing? I did the same thing as Tim, basically.
I didn't make anything.
You what?
You went without?
I went without on this day.
You're still enjoying the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to finish this and then really think about what I'm going to make next.
Sure, okay.
Jeff, do you know what
I really
want to
pick my? I really want to pick my spot specifically for where I'm going to puke.
The toilet. Yeah.
Could be good.
Now, I took a big spoon of eel sauce straight to the dome and was tasting it. Mm-hmm. And what is it? I guess it's like a teriyaki. It's like a lot of things. But do you know what has given me that molassesy? There really is
there's like an earthiness, huh?
There's a dark, grippy earthiness underneath all that sweetness. Hmm. Is it a root?
Well, sake or sweet rice wine?
I just don't know. I just don't know.
I mean, soy sauce has a little stank to it.
Yeah.
There's soy sauce in there. Well, sips.
Yep.
So this is more of the martini approach. I did the same measurements as you.
Remind us what those ingredients were, or the measurements were on this one.
This was 1/2 ounce eel sauce, 1 ounce lemon, 2 ounce vodka. Still very lemon forward. I can't get away from this lemon. I'm having these lemon drinks, man.
It is balanced, though, I got to say. Like,
that's good.
Truly, when I sent you guys the recipe, I was like, okay, I found one that's not gross. We could agree this isn't gross, right?
Right.
It's not as gross when you're thinking outside the bun, you're taking big swings, you're being an innovator. You got to commend you for trying something. And usually that shit can blow up in your face pretty bad. You didn't make, like, you know, for example, a grimace piss, just kind of a terrible.
Well, you know, that's right. And you want, you, if you were to put blame on that, it would be, you'd put it on three people because we all together.
Yeah. Ride or die.
Ride or die. It's, I think for me, Jeff, it's more like the sourness is more upfront. I don't know.
That's that lemon, though.
I know.
Don't blame the eel.
No, let's get rid of the sour. This shouldn't be taken. This should be an eel sauce martini. It should be that one little eyedropper of eel sauce in a beautiful glass of vodka.
No, a nice big dump.
He says no. Okay, well, how about my idea for the shots? It's a shot. You take a shot and then you grimace.
Yes.
And you go, that was
thank you.
Kind of good.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're paying, right?
Maybe the eel sauce is more at home atop a crunchy California roll than in one's glass.
Yeah. Well, the thing about eel sauce, I never use it anyway. Like, I stay away from it.
What? What do you put on top of your crunchy rolls?
I don't know. I do whatever they put on top, but I'm just, I am soy sauce and wasabi mix.
You know that flaky, stuff, that the crumbles that show up on sush?
Yeah.
You put a little of that thick, dark crap on there, it tastes so good.
No, you're right. That is.
Tim, you're not much of a sush guy, huh?
You know, I am more recently. Early on in my culinary exploits, I made a choice to not learn too much about sushi and not learn too much about wine because I knew those were two things I couldn't really afford to get too high, up the shelf. So, in my 20s and stuff. So, I'm still learning about both, but I do love sushi, and we got a good sushi spot in the neighborhood. I just really love salmon. So, like, I hit the salmon and salmon rolls and salmon this and salmon that. I do a lot of rainbow rolls. I love sushi. I just don't, like, you're not going to catch me at the fancy spots because it's sort of lost. There's a bottom tier sushi that I don't like, but mid-level sushi bars are all wonderful to me. And then when I start paying like a lot of money for it, I'm like, I don't know that I have the power.
Yeah, the difference isn't enough.
You know what a crazy thing is? I want to say near Sunset and Vine, there's a Walgreens that has a sushi bar in it. And they have like four sushi chefs making great sushi at this Sunset one weird Vine. Walgreens. I think it used to be where Tower Records was or something.
Oh, okay.
Or no, it's like that last Borders.
I want to say that this place maybe went out of business and this location and that, like, somebody, maybe. John Waters or some king of camp lamented when it closed because, yeah, it was an oddball sort of drugstore. I remember this place.
Wait a minute. Didn't they, at Albertsons near you guys, somebody just crash their car into the Zen Sushi?
Yeah.
Is it Zen Sushi over there? And
Zen Sushi and Coffee Bean Tea Leaf. I've been to Zen a couple times. I've been to Zen's Coffee good. Bean Tea Leaf 100 times.
Zen's a nice little place inside, too. It's kind of a cozy little spot.
Yeah.
Sad.
This was a crazy occurrence because this happens in LA a lot. Like, the Improv Olympic in Hollywood got a car smashed into it. Cindy's Diner in Eagle Rock got a car smashed into it. But this lady smashed multiple times. She backed up and smashed. Like, so she was on a rampage.
I don't know, man. Oh. Why would you pick those two spots? And both of them.
Was she drunk?
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess you're right.
Too much alcohol.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like, it does seem intentional because it's so thorough and in one spot. But
I didn't read the whole article. There was something else. Like, she did some weird shit. It was definitely a psychotic episode of somebody's doing.
Oh.
Ooh, like, she lit something on fire, or she like took possessions out of her car and then put them out in the street and ran over them too. Like, this was somebody having a meltdown.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And I ain't talking meltdown comics.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
No, he's not. All right. I'd love to hear your final thoughts, please.
Shit. I thought I gave mine. Drink it as a shot. Have it in around October. Everyone will say, well, that's rather thought provoking.
Yeah. I, well, would you order again, Tim?
No. What?
I'd
order it as a shot.
Yeah. Okay. In the first place.
I like this shot idea. It would mean it would someone would need to get it to me, meaning I would not order it again myself.
Somebody would need to get it to you.
Somebody would need to order it for me. So for me, this is for me. It's a not order again.
Hmm.
It's a not. It's not a don't order initially at all.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But it's probably not going to make it back into my world.
Ooh. Ouch. A bit of a whiff for Duddy.
Now, here's the thing, though, for you, Jeff. Is it an order again for you?
Hmm. Well, throughout the experimentation process in this pod, I've had about 5 of these.
Okay.
That's a lot. I can't say I'd be looking forward to a 6th. I like the shot idea. Was a bull shot an actual shot, or was it like a tight little teeny potent little drink? Yeah,
it was on the rocks.
But I will, Jeff. I don't think there's. I don't think this is. This drink is not done yet.
Yes,
there's a drink in here somewhere. There's a Black Lagoon out there.
Yes,
you just haven't bathed
Jeff,
in it yet.
Here's what I want you to do. When you're out at a sushi bar and you want to be a magnanimous character. What if you order a round of sake shots and then you use the eel sauce as a chaser, or there's something where you're kind of like licking your hand?
Like a glob.
Like a glob. Like, chaser. Oh, you dip your chopstick in the eel sauce to a sake shot. And there's something, something that could be like a bandera or a pickleback fun moment. I just don't want to be reaching and sipping.
I'm showing the wait staff. Have you ever done this? And it's like a gross thing they've never heard of.
Yeah, they love that. No, I've actually never done that, nor will I again, nor did I want to even do it with you this time.
It looks gross.
All right, folks, it's not an order again, but you know how there's a Corpse Reviver number 2?
Yeah.
I just heard this name checked in a film that I was watching.
Mm.
Do you have a number 2 recipe ready?
I think like maybe out there someday, you know, when like at the end of a horror movie, you defeat the monster.
Yeah.
But you have the sinking suspicion that it's not over yet.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there could be a Black Lagoon number 2 out there someday.
Ooh. Freaky, man.
Mm.
Maybe the number 2 won't look so much like a number 2 like this one.
Yes. Maybe it won't look like dog shit.
Yeah. Looks like diarrhea and smells like dog shit. Let me guess what it tastes like. No, I meant to say not dog shit. I meant to say dog food. Yes. What the beginning of dog shit. I'm giving you a hard time, Jeff. I appreciate this because
thought that was a good out. I was gonna go to the outro.
Well, but you still want, I still want to say I appreciate this and what you did for the pot.
Thanks. And you know what, it doesn't taste bad to me. It just tastes like a food item or something. Like, it tastes like you're drinking a sauce.
It has no refreshingness to it.
It has no redeemable qualities, you see.
But yeah, but I know what you like. Food, I don't find refreshing. I find it good to eat, tasteful,
satiating.
Delicious.
You don't have a nice plate of meatloaf and then go, ah.
You go, ah. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of us boys, trot on over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Plunk down the 5. Get double the pleasure. You know you want to.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, folks.
Get in on it.
We love you.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you again next week. And hey, tell a friend, why don't you?
And not us.
Don't tell us.
We're not your actual friends. We're your parasocial icons.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye.